The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen. Daf Kuf Tet Vav. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Morad Zekenati, Yafa Bat Sara, the Abraham ben Esther, Hashem Tanihem, Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashram Moshe ben Dina, Elna Rifanado, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fata Tokar, Balaba Vechen, Yirasom, and Omar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Daled, starting at the Mishnah. Okay, interesting cases here. Hamakir Kela Vesefara Biyad Achir. A guy notices that somebody else has his books. Somebody else is using his books. V'yatsa lo shem geneva ba'ir. And already there's been talk in the city that this guy has been stolen from. Which means everybody knows already that this guy lost something. He's been stolen from. He's been thieves have taken stuff from him. And now he sees the book by somebody. Somebody's using his book. And she says, shem geneva shiyatsa kol shenignevu kelav. There was a call that went out in the city. This guy's kidney was stolen. So it says, Yishava lo lokeya kama natan v'yitol. So therefore, what the deen is like this. The guy that took it, or the guy that has it, somebody bought it from somewhere. He wasn't a thief. He bought it. So he swears how much he paid for the book. The guy pays him for the book, and he takes it back. Now, the chaura, why does he even have to pay him? If the item is stolen, and this guy didn't make Yehush yet, he should just have to tell him, here's the book and see you later. It's your problem. But the rabbis made a takana called takanat ashuk. Takanat ashuk is that if people now are going to be cautious to go buy products because now they're worried that somebody might come along now and say it was stolen goods and take it from them, no one's going to buy anything. You're not going to have any business. So the rabbis made takanat ashuk in order to keep the economy going, that people will buy goods. And in the event, if you bought a good and you found out it was stolen after, so when the guy comes to take it, he pays you for it. He pays you for it, so therefore, you won't be scared to buy stuff. And then I guess this guy has to go find the guy and have himself. And he'll get his money back. In any event, he has to swear how much he paid, and then he gets that money. As she says, V'yachzid lo kelav, v'lifnei yeush kemaydi. We're talking about before yeush. V'im lav. But if the guy, let's say, or not, let's say there wasn't a call. There wasn't this call that went out that the guy got stolen from. We don't believe him. Shani Omer, Machran Lacher, Velakhan Ze Emenu. Exactly. Which means, who said that this guy that comes along and says, that's my book, is really telling the truth? Which means maybe it was his book. Maybe he sold it. And this guy bought it. Now he's coming along and saying, hey, that's my book, it was stolen. So the only time he's believed to say, that's my book, it was stolen, is when there was a call first in the city that everybody knows the guy got stolen from. But if there's no call, who says? Maybe the guy sold the book. This guy ended up buying it. Now the guy's coming along to him, hey, give me my book back, it was stolen. They're not going to believe him for that. So it's only when you have the circumstantial where the people are talking that they know. The Gemara says, okay, let's say like the Mishnah's case, Yatzan Hashem, everybody knows the guy got stolen from, my Avi, so what? Lichush delma zemninu, vihunihu kama pikshema. Same hashash. Even if there's a rumor that the guy got stolen from, so what? You should suspect the same item, that maybe he sold it, and now he's trying to get it back from the guy that bought it.
Huh?
Just because there's a call, we don't know for certain. So Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav. No, kegon sheba ubene Adam betoch beto. No, we have a story here. Guys stayed by his house. There were certain guys that slept by his house. He had visitors. Ve'amad v'hifkin balayla, and then you heard the guy screaming in the middle of the night, Ve'amad, Nignevu Kelai. They know the people, hey, these guys, they stole my stuff. So he's screaming. So that's how they know that it was really true. Give us this cool chicken. Ilam Batza. What do you mean? All the more so. He found an alibi. The guy, it's theatrics. The guy says beautiful. Now he has an alibi to get his goods back. These guys went on their merry way, and he's screaming, hey, I got stolen from. That's his trick in order to get the book back. So why do you believe him? Kamara says, no, Rav Kana, Mesayim, Ba, Meshemed, Rav, Kon Shaita, Machteret Haturam, Betuch Beto. No, there was a tunnel, an underground tunnel, that the people saw that these really guys that stayed by this guy's house, they dug underneath the ground to sneak out. Ubne Adam Shelanu Betuch Beto, and the guys that slept in his house, Yetzu, Ve'anbur Karaot Shel Kedim Al Ketfeim, and there were sacks of books on their shoulders. And everybody's saying, hey, look, they saw it, the witnesses, like, so everybody knows the guy's not fooling around. The guy knows they really got stolen, and they know that they stole these books. How do you know what was in the bags? Maybe there was kilim. Who says there were books in the bag? So the guy comes along and says, that's my book that got stolen. Who says? Maybe it was just kilim that got stolen. This guy's fabricating it in order to get his book back. The people said, yeah, we saw the ganevim steal books. Yeah, maybe the thief stole small books, and this guy's claiming big books. No, they actually say this book. Yeah, maybe the book that they're claiming was an old book, and he's claiming a new book. Yeah, it's the same book, but one's old, one's new. The new book is a different book. How do you know? Amarav kegon de amri halalu kelav shel ploni halalu sfarav shel ploni. They clearly come along and say that's the guy's book. That's the item that was stolen. So under such a situation where there's a tunnel under the guy's house and the people know that they stole a bundle of stuff and they can identify the actual book. Yeah, that's the book we saw that guy. So in that case over there, we believe the guy and therefore he's got to pay him. And he gets his book back. So comes the Gemara and says, wait. Did Rav say this? Because Rav is giving this deen. Did Rav say this? What's the deen? Baba Machteret. A guy comes, Baba Machteret, and he sneaks into the guy's house in the middle of the night. And he steals. What's the law? The law is that ganav is koneh the chayfetz. Why is he koneh the chayfetz? Because the law of the machteret is, Baba machteret is we kill him. He paid for this geneva potentially with his life. So the Baba machteret doesn't have to return the item. Kaninu bidmeh. Bidmeh means bidmeh hayav. Because potentially he gets killed. Which means the law is if the Balabai finds this guy and shoots him, Eno Damim, the guy's guilty. So when this guy escapes, since his life was on the line, he's kuneh the item. So therefore he's kuneh. So you tell me, b'machteret, this guy snuck in, and they stole an item, so therefore why does they have to return it, l'cha'ora, they should be able to keep it. They will kuneh it with their life. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Hani mili de kananu be baba machteret mikara masanav shele katala. That's only talking about what a Baba Machteret. The Me'ikaram Masa Nafshe LeKatala. That he risked his life when he broke into the house. He knew that he was risking his life that he might get killed. Aval Hani Kivan De Lo Masru Nafshayu LeKatala Lo. These guys didn't risk their life. They were guests by the guy's house. It's not really because of Baba Machteret. It's because they dug a hole and they dug a cave. Doesn't mean they're Baba Machteret. So therefore they're not Koneh the Gezerah. Therefore not Koneh Gezerah. Therefore they have to relinquish it and give it back. Comes the Gemara and says, Amarava, Lo Shanu Ela Balabayit Asurim Kor Kelav. But all this is talking about is a Balabayit that normally sells his goods. Then you have to suspect that maybe he sold the goods. But you have a balabait that everyone knows this guy doesn't sell any of his goods. Then you don't have to make all these investigations. Which means the Gemara is going to say, if we know this guy doesn't sell any goods, and the Gemara is going to say, and there's a call that the guy got stolen, you don't have to go so far to identify that this is the exact book that got stolen. We know the guy doesn't sell anything. In the last case, we said they have to identify that it was books, and it was the old books that they're talking, and the new books, and it was the size of the books. And you have to investigate that until the end where they say, that's the exact book that we know got stolen. That's only on a guy that normally sells his goods. So if you have to suspect, maybe he sold it, maybe he didn't get stolen from. Mashiach, a guy that doesn't sell stuff, you don't have to go to the nth degree to investigate. Once already we know that the guy got stolen from, you believe him. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe he needed the money and he sold it. We're still talking whether it was Yatzal lo shem geneva. It's just that you don't have to go to the extent where the witnesses contested that that's the exact book that got stolen. Now we trust the guy, since he doesn't sell his goods, you could assume that Yatzal lo shem geneva ba'ir, that indeed is the item, and therefore the deen is he has to give it back. Okay. Gemara. Okay, now let's go slow into this piece over here. Let's get each keta. This is Gemara says, Itmar. Interesting cases now. Ganav u'machar, v'hakach u'kara ganav. Guy stole. Then he sold it. And then what? They figured out who the ganav was. Let's put names to this over here. Esav is the ganav. Let's make it the Reuven so we don't confuse ourselves. But I don't want to say a Jewish name, but the Reuven. And then he sold it to Shimon. And then Hukar a ganav. And after that, they found out who the ganav is. So now, you have the balabayit. The balabayit, he wants his goods. So he goes to Shimon. It's a stolen property you have over there. I want my item. Rav Meshemed Rabbi Chiya Amar Hadin Imarishon. The deen is with the first guy. What's that mean? Bashi. Hadini Marishon, top line. Dino shel balabayit v'tiv'ato ala ganavi. Right. The claim of the balabayit is to the ganav. Ve'ena lokeya ba'al dino. I didn't steal from you. Go to the ganav. Ve'imba legaboto hemenu. And if he wants to get paid from the guy who bought it, yitin damim. Let him pay for it and get it back. Ve'afagav shukara ganav. Even though we know who the ganav is, we don't make the lokeyah go to the ganav. If he's going to go to the lokeyah, he has to pay him. So therefore the deen of Rav is, go to the balabai, go to the ganav. Your claim is to the ganav. Understand the case? Say again.
Use the names.
Reuven stole something. He sold it to Shimon. Okay, came Levi, who's the owner of the item. Now who cut a ganav? We know that wins the ganav now. So now comes Levi. Levi wants his item back. So Rav says, Dinoi Marishon. Who's the Rishon? The ganav. Go to Reuven and let him pay you. Let him pay you for the item that he stole. Meaning, you can go to Shimon. But if you go to Shimon, you have to pay Shimon and he'll give you the item back. And then you got to go to the ganav and get compensated. We don't make Shimon go to the ganav. Okay, that's din according to Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Mishmed Rabbi Yanai Amar Hadin Imasheni. Rabbi Yanai says, no, the din is with the second guy. Meaning what? Rashi. Dino shel balabait imalokehu v'yotzi emenu kelav b'chinam. Levi can go to Shimon, give me my item back. That was stolen property. Hey, but I paid for it. You go to the ganav, you deal with it. The ganav's over there, but you go get your money back. I don't got to go deal with fight with the ganav. So the machloket is, who does the balabayit deal with? According to Rav, the balabayit deals straight with the ganav. According to Rav Yanai, he deals with the lokaya. Good? Amar Rav Yosef, vela pelige. Oh, there's no machloket over between the two rabbis. They both talk about two different cases. Kan lefnei yeush, hadin im asheni. Kan lahar yeush, הדין עם הראשון ותרוויו אית להוד רב חסדה. Okay, let's go one step at a time. לפני יאוש, the owner didn't make יאוש yet. That's the case. Go to the second guy then. Go to Shimon. Who הדין? You go to Shimon. Everybody will agree. You can even go to Shimon, because if you remember, that was Rav Hasda's din. Rav Hasda, we learned earlier, that said that when a person stole and there's no yeush yet, he sold it to somebody else, Ratzami Zegove. You can go get from wherever you want. So there was similarly over here. The guy stole, there was no yeush, he sold it to somebody else. Now, Levi wants to get his item. If the yeush, Ratzami Zegove. Good, everybody agrees with Rav Hasda. However, the ahar yeush, you have no claim against the lokeya. I have it, I own the item. You have yeush and shinui reshut. Your claim is not against me. You want the item, go to the ganav. So therefore, Rav and Rabbi Yanai were agreeing. And the subject is lefnei yeush and lahar yeush. Let's read Rashi. Look at Rashi, Rav Chazda. The Rav Chazda, gazal velo nityashua ba'alim, uba acher va'achlo. Ratsa mizeh goveh. We said ratsa mizeh goveh. Beresh perkin. Ve'ayna me'af agav di'ahiv deme leganav. Even though, let's say, this guy that bought it from the Ganav, Shimon, who bought it, he bought it legally. However, Legabe Levi, he's a Ganav. I mean, Legabe, the Ganav, maybe you bought it legally. But Legabe, the owner, you stole it. Bottom line, I didn't make you shit. Right. So therefore, I have a right to come to you to take the item. The Aib de Meleganav, Legabe, Haimi Yagazanu. That is all talking about where who kara ganav, where we know who the ganav is. However, it was low kara ganav, as she says, avuda rabbanan tekrat tashuk, iton mashenatan. Right, in the case where low kara ganav, the rabbis made what's called takanat tashuk. Like we said earlier, well, we don't know who the ganav is. So therefore we let you keep it, which means we let you give it back, but we pay you. And you go fight, and the owner has to fight with the ganav, because otherwise people are not going to go buy in the marketplace. Okay, that's the way we answered. Who answered this? Rabbi Yosef. Amale Abaye, vela pelige. Basically, Abaye is going to ask a question over here. Veha matanot keuna kelefne yeush dameh. We have a case of where somebody stole matanot keuna, the gifts that belong to the Kohanim. Put a klal in your heads. Kohanim are not miyaish on their matanot, because it really belongs to the whole tribe. So somebody's not going to be miyaish on it. So get a rule. Always, whenever you're dealing with matanot keuna, it's always like it's before yeush. Now continue. Upligi, and we said we have a machloket. You just told me before yeush, everybody agrees. Rav and Rav Yanai agree. Ratzami zegoveh. We're going to show you now a case of the Fnei Yeush that Rav's going to say you can only go to the first guy and not to the second guy. So therefore that's not the way Rav Yosef explained. Otpan, you just explained to me, Rav Yosef, that what? That Tarvayu itu Rav Chazda. That the Fnei Yeush, Ratzami Zegoveh. I'll show you a case of Gezerat of the Kohanim, and Rav's going to say you can only go to the Ganav. Which is the Kohanim can only go to the Ganav. They cannot go to the Lokeya. So you see, Rav argues even on Lifnei Yeush. How do we know the case? That none. Amar lo mecholi me'ayah shel para. A guy goes to the butcher. Do me a favor, sell me the me'ayah. What is it? The intestines of the cow. Vayu ben matanot. Inside, there was also the matanot that belonged to the Kohanim. Inside the intestines and all that, there's certain meat that belongs to the Kohanim. Notnan lekohen ve'ero menakelo menadamim. He, the buyer, gives the part to the Kohen, and you can't deduct from the price. He can't come along and say, what do you mean? I bought a certain poundage, and now I got to give something to the Kohanim? No. It's assumed you know what you were doing. You buy the meat, and you got to give it to the Kohen, and you cannot deduct from the price. However, if he weighed it, before he took the meat, he weighed it, then he has to give the parts to him, and then he can get compensated from the butcher. He can take off the price. Here's the key. Rab said, now, when are we talking about? We're talking about where the guy, he, look at Rashi. Lo shanu lakach himenu b'mishkan otan l'kohen. When do we say that the buyer has to give the stuff to the Kohen? Temashu da lokeach al kohen otan l'kohen v'hu yitba damim min ha-mocher. Which means, that's talking about where he weighed it himself. Which means, if let's say the guy who bought it weighed the meat himself, so he knows what he's buying. So he weighed it himself, so then the deen is, you got to pay the Kohen his share, and then what? And then he'll go back to the butcher and claim the butcher that he wants a refund. Okay? However, about shakalo atabah, but if let's say the butcher did the weighing, so he did the stealing. The butcher's a thief over here. He weighed it, oh, I'm selling you 10 pounds of meat. Meanwhile, 2 pounds he's got to give to the Kohen. And he charged them for 10 pounds. So therefore the deen is what? Hadin im hatabah. Then the deen is what? With the tabah. What does it mean, Nashi? Dinos shil kohen vir'uro ala tabahu. The kohen has no claim on the buyer. The kohen's claim is on the ganav rishon. Who's that? The butcher. Which means, hey, you owe me my piece of meat. Nashi? Dinos shil kohen vir'uro ala tabahu. Now, Rav the Talmid Amar Hadini Marishon, the Tabah Keganav Rishon, Velokei Havishin VeKamar Hadini Matabah. Amar Rav Leta Rav Chosda. This is a classic case of Rav Chosda. This is a case of Ganav. That's the Tabah stole from the Kohenim. Right? He has pieces of the Kohenim by him. He didn't give it to the Kohen. He sold it. That's Ganav Umachar. No Yeush, because we say the Kohenim never make Yeush. According to Rav Chosda, the deed should be that the Kohenim could go to either one. But Rav said over here clearly, no, the deen is that the Kohenim only go to the Ganav, go to the Tabah. So therefore, Abaye is asking a question against Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef. How did you say that Rav agrees to Rav Chisda? You see, from here he doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone else says, Ema Avdin Ema Tabah. Which is when it says he can go to the Tabah, means he can also go to the Tabah, which means that Sami Zegoveh, that Sami Zegoveh. You can even go to the Tabah. Mao de tema, because I would have thought, En matanot kehuna nigzalot kamashmalan. Which means, I would have thought, what do you have to tell me that he can go to the Tabah for? Which means, really, the deen is, according to Rav, of Yosef, will say, like I told you. The Kohen can either go to the Tabah, or he can go to the Lokeyah. Also, what's the Hadush that you have to tell me about? Because I would have thought that maybe you can't steal pieces of Matarot Keuna. Because wherever they are, they belong to the Kohenim. It's God's Helik. They're not Zohar from you, they're Zohar from Helik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Kamash Malan, it tells me, no, the Tabah is a Ganav. When he sold the meat and he didn't give it to the Kohen, that's considered a Ganav. Therefore, you could go to the Tabah, or you can go to the Lokeyah. That she says, "Enam nigzalot da'alima kanya didud dimikoch gavoa katu." They're getting it from Shamayim. V'cholecha diitneu ema dekwenin uafilu shakal lo atabah yigvei kwenam yilago. Which means I would have thought that maybe the tabah is never a ganav. Wherever they are, there is. So now they buy the Lokeyah. Go to the Lokeyah. Kamashva, no, the tabah is a ganav. Because bottom line, you sold these items over there that belong to the queen, you're a ganav. I would have thought maybe no. I would have thought maybe wherever they are. Now they're buying the okay, you can't steal these items, just go to the okay and get it. So therefore, Rav Yosef is fine. Oh, ula bayed amad peligi be my peligi. Well, I got to give 3 more answers. So the first answer we have, very nice. Mahloket Rav and Rav Yanai is what? Everybody agrees. Lefnei Yeush. And everybody agrees, Lachar Yeush. Lifnei Yeush, Rav Chosda. Ratzami Zegoveh, Ratzami Zegoveh. Lachar Yeush. Then you can only go to the first guy. Because the second guy, I don't have any claims on you. I didn't steal this after Yeush. Go to the original Ganav. But Abaye says, no, they're arguing. Rabbi Yosef made shalom. But Abba Yeh said, no, they're arguing. How does Abba Yeh learn the machloke? Very easy, which means the machlok will be in the, he'll learn the cases talking about before Yush. And what Rav that said, what that you go to the, what was Rav's language? Rav said Hadini Marishon. He doesn't hold of Rav Chazda. Rav will hold that what you don't say that Samizegove. When a guy stole something and sold it, and now they found the ganav, you go to the ganav. Whereas Rav Yanai will hold on Rav Chazda and say that Sami Zeko Verat Sami Zeko. That's the Mahloket before Yeush, and the Mahloket is in Rav Chazda. Rav Zvid Amar, Kegon Shin Tiashu Ba'alim, Biyad Lokayach, Velon Tiashu, Biyad Ganav. Rav Zvid says, no, everybody holds before Yeush like Rav Chazda. And the bright of is talking about Lachar Yeush. So what's the Mahloket over here? Lachar Yeush, it should be simple. No, it's talking about where the guy made Yeush, not in the hands of the Ganav. After he sold it, then he made Yeush. So it's a Yeush and a Shinui Neshut, but the Yeush did not happen by the Ganav. It happened after it was sold. And what's the machloket? Uba peligi. Mor savar Yeush v'harkach Shinui Neshut kani. Shinui Neshut v'harkach Yeush lo kani. Umor savar lo shena. One shita holds that the only way Yeush and Shinui Neshut is koneh when the Yeush came first and then the Shinui Neshut came. But if the Shinui Neshut came first, then the Yeush, no good. That's why he says you can go to the second guy. However, the other shita says, lo shena, I don't care if the Yeush came first or the Shinui Neshut, or the Shinui Neshut or the Yeush, therefore he's koneh if we go to the first guy. Last answer, the papa kavon that says, everybody agrees, the gilima, the actual stolen item, wherever it is, you got to give it back to the owner. Which means, guy stole, sold it to Shimon. Now, Levi comes along, everybody agrees Shimon's got to give back the gilima. That's not a machloket over here. What's the machloket then between Rav and Rav Yanai? The machloket is if they made takanat hashuk in such a case. What's takanat hashuk? I told you what takanat hashuk is. Takanat hashuk is that the rabbis came along and said that when he gives back the item, you got to pay him for the item. Because otherwise people are not going to go buy anything. Because they're going to always worry, they're going to buy something, and then all of a sudden the original is going to come along and say it was stolen, take it from him, and he's out. Right. So therefore the deen is, do you make tekanat hashuk in this case over here? Rav Mishemed Rivchaya Amar Hadin Imarishon. The deen is, you go to the original ganav. Meaning, dinad de lokeyach de lishkol zuzem ganav velo asubo tekanat hashuk. He holds, in a case where it's hukara ganav, where we know who the ganav is, what do you need tekanat hashuk for? Go, you go to the ganav. Right. Which is tekanat hashuk is not going to apply in this case where it's hukara ganav, meaning, now, let's speak it out. Levi goes to Shimon. By the way, that's my talit. Everybody says, give the talit back. Okay, thank you very much. And then, you know what? So then Shimon says, please, but pay me. This ganav, you go get it. Why do I got to make tekanat hashuk when...
We know who it is.
But I know who the ganav is. However, Hadin Mashini. No, the deen is with the sheni, meaning dinad de lokeyach de lishkol mi ba'al abayit ve'asu bo takanat hashuk. And Rabbi Yanai, you know, we made takanat hashuk in this case. What? Because again, you're gonna tell a guy go to the ganav. He said, tirha. He doesn't want to. Which means, on one hand, you say, listen, give me back the item. But on the other hand, the guy can tell him also, listen, I have nothing to do with you. I bought the item fair and square.
Right.
You want me to pay for it? I have nothing to do with you. Go to the original guy. So therefore, the machloket according to this last shita is everybody agrees, Rav Chazda, in the case of before Yush. Which means what? Actually, everybody agrees, let me say it better. Everybody agrees before Yush, you got to give back the item. That's not the shayla of it. But the machloket is... Does the Baal HaBayit have to pay the lokeyah? Or does he take the item and you make the lokeyah go to the original Baal HaBayit, to the ganav? That's the machloket over here. Good. So the Gemara is answering this last answer is Rav does know the tekanat hashuk. In the case of hukara ganav, there's no tekanat hashuk. So the Gemara asks, V'savar Rav lo asu bo tekanat hashuk? Rav Huna talmide de Rav Hava. Rav Huna was a student of Rav. Mustama, he helped like his rabbi. The Hanan Bisha, Hanan the bad guy, Ganav Gilima, he stole a Gilima shirt, the Zavna, and he sold it. The Atale Kamed Ravuna, they came in front of Ravuna, Amalela Ugavra, so he told them, Zil Share Avitach. He told them, Zil Share Avitach, let's get Rashi's language on those words. Hater mashkuncha, kilomar padem mashkuncha shebiyado. Which means, what did he tell him? Pay for it. Which means, they found Hanan Bisha. Guy came along and said, what do I do? Get your item back from Hanan Bisha and pay him. Oh, that's takanat hashuk. Right. And that's Rav Huna talking. Rav Huna was a student of Rav. I thought you just told me by Hukara Ganav, Rav doesn't know the takanat hashuk. Why did he make the lokeyah? Not Hanan Bisha. Why did he make the lokeyah? Why did he say pay the lokeyah? Really, if you don't know the takarat hashuk, the lokeyah should give back the item, and the lokeyah will go to Hanan Bisha. And the fact that Rav Huna told the guy pay the lokeyah, that means you only takarat hashuk. Again, he pay the lokeyah. Why pay the lokeyah?
You should not pay.
If you don't know the takarat hashuk, take the item and let the lokeyah go to Hanan Bisha. So the Gemara says, Shani Hanan Bisha kiven dedeka neshtelume mine kilo hukardame. Hanan Bisha is not paying. Therefore, it's like lohukara ganav.
Can't get the money
from Hanan Bisha. So it's like you don't know who the ganav is because he's not paying you. So it's not like you can tell the guy, oh, you know what, go to him. He's not paying you. So therefore, that's why they take case. Really, we don't know the takarat hashuk. But in the case we have a gangster like Hanan Bisha, so therefore you have to make a different deal. Amarava. אם גנב מפורסם, הוא לא עשו בו תקנת השוק. Now, if he's a גנב מפורסם, which is a famous גנב, they didn't make תקנת השוק. Why? Because you should have known. Everybody knows that this guy is a thief. So you bought goods from this famous thief. We're not making a תקנה for you now. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? והחנן בישה, זה מפורסם, הוא עשו בו תקנת השוק. What do you mean? Hanan Bisha, he just told me he was a famous guy, famous Rasha, and they made the Kerat Hashuk for the Lokeya. The Eid in the Fursam, the Bishuta, the Gibinuta, the Befursam. Yeah, he was famous for his Rishut, but not for his Geneva. He had notoriety on other stuff, but not on theft. So therefore, when the guy bought it, he didn't realize he was a thief. So they made the Kerat Hashuk in that case only because he couldn't recoup it from the Rasha. But otherwise, Hukara Ganav, Rav says no Tekarat Hashuk. Good? Okay, let's go to another case. Itmar. Ganav upara bechobo. Ganav upara behekefo. Lo asubo tekarat hashuk. Da amri lo adate danihu yahivat le midi. Okay, what's the case? Guy stole money. Stole money, and he paid his debt with that stolen goods. Ganav, he stole money, or he paid his hekef, meaning he took, let's say, credit in the store. He paid his credit with it. Lo asubu takarat hashuk. Which means what? When the owner comes back and says, hey, that's my item, you can go to the storekeeper, give me back my item, and you go back to the ganav. There's no takarat hashuk in the case of a loan. The Amri lo adata dehanu yahivat le midi, which means in this case over here, he can say, I did not give you the loan in order that you should pay me back with stolen goods. Which means in this case over here, we don't have to worry about takarat hashuk because he'll pay him in a different way then. Which means bottom line, he still owes you. It goes back to square one. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, I lent you money. You paid me back with stolen goods. Good, take the stolen goods away. Pay me the money still. I didn't lend you money, so you pay me back with stolen goods. But she'enkin, when I buy something, already I paid the guy already. I paid the guy already, now I'm getting goods. So now you're going to take the goods away from me. I paid already.
Right.
So now already we're going to make a takana. But in the case where it goes back to square one anyway. Okay, I lent you money, you owe me the money still. Oh, so you took the get it away, so you still owe me the money. There's no loss for me, it just returns back to what it was. I'm not going to make a takana tashuk. That's the case of of a loan. Okay? He says a nice clear clarity, if we can read it together. Kashir Adam kone hefetz. He buys an item. Ulahad mikin ubereshu ganov. It's stolen. Asubo tekenat ashuk. Shematerata, the purpose of tekenat ashuk is what? Leavtiyah, to ensure. Shemish kone hefetz betum, when he bought it, you know, innocently. Lo yipon alav hefsed. Now it's a loss now. What do you tell me? You take the item away now, I lose my money?
Right.
No, don't worry about it. It's not your problem. You're insured. Give back the item, you're going to get paid. So don't worry about it. Mashienka, when a guy lends money out, anyway, the guy owes me money. So, it goes back to he owes me money. So therefore, I'm not going
to
make a tekenat ashuk. He paid me in stolen goods. Now the original guy comes, Levi. Hey, that's my item. Take it. Take it. The guy owes me money still. I was still... You don't need a tekenat to fix that case.
But I continues. Mashkanta shavim matan b'me'ah. A fellow received an item that's worth 200 zuz, let's say. It's a mashkon, it's a collateral. On a loan that he lent out for 100. So the guy's holding something double value of what he loaned. Mashkanta shave matan b'me'a. The mashkon is worth 200 on a loan that he lent for 100. So the guy again gave him an expensive mashkon. So the Gemara said, and what happened? It got stolen. Okay? They found the ganav. So now the deen is, he's got to replace it. It's a mashkon. Okay? So the deen is, asubo tekenat ashuk, shave b'shave. Amemor amar, lo asubo tekenat ashuk. Mor zutra amar, asubo tekenat ashuk. So now the question is, when the rabbis invoke over here the tekenat ashuk, that the owners are hayav to pay the hefsed, right? The owners over have to pay the loss, which means, let's get the clarity over here for a second. Let's get Rashi. We have Rashi first. Hold me on the bottom. Mashkanta, it's all the way in the bottom, right before they get white. Mashkanta shave b'shave. En derech la'asot ken lehalvot la mashkon kol shovyo. Which is true. You don't give a collateral that's worth the loan or worth more than the loan. For certain, you don't usually do that. Hilkach lav adata dehay mashkanta. Actually, that's mashave b'shave. I'm looking at... I don't want that Shaveh B'Shaveh one. Lava Darta. Well, there's no Rashi on this. No, Sharia Batek was in the story of the Rasha. What about Tekenat Ashuk? Let's go back to basics. What Tekenat Ashuk is. Tekenat Ashuk is where I bought something in the market. Okay, I have the product. And then I realized that this product was actually stolen goods. I have the product, but it was ganuv. So the guy comes to me now, the original owner, third guy, not the guy who sold it to me, the original owner. Hey, that's my item. So the deen is, you got to give it back, but he pays, which means the original owner pays the guy that bought it. So therefore, I didn't lose out. They made a takana for me. And then the original owner will go find the ganav. Because if you're going to take my item away from me, then you're going to force me to make a hunt to find the money. So I'm not going to go buy stuff anymore. I'm going to say, whatever. It's a risk to go to the market today. I buy a product, and then the guy's going to come and tell me it was stolen goods. I got to return it to him, and now I'm out my money until I go find the ganav and all that. So that's the tekenat ashuk that they made. And now we're going to apply tekenat ashuk to other scenarios. Scenario of the Gemara. I lent money. I lent money, I get a mashkon. I lent 100, the mashkon is worth 200. It's the Gemara's next case. Mashkanta shavim matan b'me'ah. So now I'm holding the mashkon. It was found out that the mashkon that I'm holding was stolen. I have the mashkon. Now, not the guy I lent the money to, the owner of the mashkon comes to me and says, hey, that's my mashkon. It's there, I got to give it to him. But he's got to compensate me. He's got to give me the value of the mashkon. And then he goes to the ganav, and he fights with the ganav. Which means, same tekanat tashuk over here. I lent money, it's like a mecca. I gave you this, and I got this in return. And I'm relying on this mashkun. The loan was only given al da'at. The mashkun was just the derech, the people, when they lend money, they take a mashkun that's worth more, like this case over here. But now it's found out to be stolen. If I don't make tekanat tashuk, what's going to happen? The original guy, hey, that's my mashkun. Now, Matt, how am I going to collect this guy? I have nothing holding on the guy. So now, very good. So we don't make me go after the ganav, because I'm not going to lend money anymore. I'm not going to be interested in doing a favor for anybody, because I know they'll take the item away and I have headaches. Now I got to go find the guy. So the deen is, the original owner gets his mashkon back, because it's his, it was stolen, but he pays me, and that's his problem. So as if I'm protected under the takanat hashuk. However, the Gemara says in the next case, okay, mashkata sheve matan b'ma'a, then asu bo takanat hashuk, sheve b'sheve, but if he lent money 100, and he got a mashkon that was worth 100, and the same story, it was found out that the mashkon was stolen, then we have a machloket between amemor. Amemor amar lo asu bo takanat hashuk, mor sutra amar asu bo takanat hashuk. Here the machloket is it the derech to lend money on a mashkon that's equal value of the loan? So the first shita, Mimor says it's not the derech, because usually, you know, the mashkon is worth more. You want to protect yourself, right? You don't lend usually to the full value of the mashkon. So now it's stolen. So it's found to be stolen, meaning the item is a stolen mashkon. So when the original owner comes to me now, hey, I want my item, I got to give it to him. But you know what? You really didn't care for this mashkon, meaning your da'at was not on the mashkon. Since your da'at was not on the mashkon, Ella, why did you lend the money? Because you trusted the guy. Mashkon was just an extra thing. So therefore, I didn't make tekanat ashuk in this case over here. I only made tekanat ashuk when the guy's relying on the mashkon. So therefore, in this case, if I give him the mashkon, but the mashkon's worth 100. Okay, guys, the ganav. Go get the 100 from the ganav. The other rabbi, Mordechai Zutra, says, no, even in this case, they made tekanat ashuk because it's the derech to lend up to the value of the item. Okay, now we go to another case now. Zivina. Sheveh b'sheveh. A guy bought a product. Sheveh b'sheveh, meaning he paid $100 for an item that's worth $100. So it's a fair market that he paid. Asubo takarat tashuk. Okay, that's pashut. It's the derech. When a guy pays $100 for an item that's worth $100, so that's the normal way. Now it was found that the item got stolen. Correct? So the original owner comes to the guy and says, hey, that's my item. I got to return it to him. However, he's got to pay me. And then the original, oh, you go to the ganav, because my da'at was when I paid the 100 to get this product. That's a normal sale. People usually buy and sell like that. However, sheve me'ah b'matan, I was only worth $100. I paid $200 for it. So here we have a machloket. Rav Sheshat comes along and says, lo asu bo takanat tashuk. Rava amar asu bo takanat tashuk. What's the pshat of here? Why Rabbah Rav Sheshat will say lo asu bo takanat hashuk? Rashi, first line, wide line of Rashi. Ve'afil litol me'ah. Wow, even the 100 I don't get. No takana for this guy. Again, the case is the item was found stolen. The original owner comes and says, "Hey, that's my item. I give it to him." Now I say, "Do me a favor. Could you compensate me?" Okay, you go to the ganav, get your money. I don't even have to compensate him for the fair value of the item. For the 100. Why? And she says, "Dichiyechi de'me'ah yeterin matanai me'ah de'shavi anami matanahavu." Because we say, this guy overpaid. He overpaid $100, this guy. Ela what? The guy's interested in giving his friend a matana. 100 is a matana. So we say, just like the second 100 is a matana, the first 100 he gave is a matana as well. And therefore, we didn't make takanat hashuk when a guy's giving a gift. Because that's what we do. He's overpaying double for the item. So we say, you know what this guy's intention is? He wants to give the guy a gift for $200. He just wants to, he gives him something in return. So therefore, when the item gets stolen, I don't make a takanat hashuk only on a mekah homemkar on business. I don't make a takanat hashuk on a matana. Whereas according to the other Rabbi Rava Amar, Asubo takanat ashuk, and he says takanat incomplete. I get a 200, and you go to the ganav. So that's the machloket in that case. Look at Rashi. V'rava amar asu afil liton matayim. It's a derech. People will pay a price. There's a premium. He wants the item very badly. It's rare, and it's not rare because it's rare. The price would have been already high. But for this guy, he's willing to pay 200. So that's it. It's a mekah. We don't care if you overpay. People overpay. All the cases of Lama, the Gemara says we have takarat hashuk. Except when it comes to a ganav upara bechovo, which means a guy owed money to the shopkeeper, let's say. Let's be so right. He owed money to the shopkeeper. So he paid it with a stolen item. He didn't know it was stolen. He paid it with a stolen item. All of a sudden, so the guy, oh, thank you very much, he crosses his bill, right? He raises his bill. The owner comes to the shopkeeper, hey, that's my item. So the deen is, give it to him, and not takarat hashuk, which means, now the guy still owes his bill. In that case over there, I lent you money, with kavanah you'll pay me, not stolen goods. So therefore, it just goes back to what it was initially. I'm not at anything. Before he paid me, he owed me $100. Okay, you still owe me $100. Hey, I don't got to chase the ganav, and there's no takanah. Because I'm not chasing anybody. You just pay me. Pay whatever. It's just canceled. Whereas in a mekah, I'm out money now. Which means I bought this item al da'at that I'm paying you this and I keep this. I didn't buy it al da'at that I'm buying the item that I got to give it to somebody else and then got to go chase for my money back. That was not my kavanah. But in a loan, or in when you're paying my bill, my kavanah was pay me from non-stolen items. This is stolen items. Take it back, please. And so then we're not going to make, we don't have to make taking out the shuk. So the original owner takes from the shopkeeper the stolen goods, and we go back, pay me my regular money. So there's no taking out the shuk when the guy's poor yahobo. Now we get to a story. Avimi Bar Nazi, Hamud Rabina. He was the father-in-law of Rabina. Havam Masik Bahu Gavra Arba'a Zuzeh. Right. He was owed 4 zuz. From a certain guy. Ganav gilima atyani hale. So the guy stole his shirt and he gave it to he gave it to Avimi. Paid him back and stolen goods. Usfe albaazuze aharini. Oh, so now he got paid back. So he says to him, can I borrow another 4 zuz? So he said, okay. So he lent him another 4 zuz. Okay, he didn't know it was stolen. Avimi. Lesofu kare ganav. Oh, now they found out the ganav who he was. Atale kamed Ravina. So they came in front of Ravina. What do we do? So basically here, there's 2 loans. There's a gilima here that Avimi's holding that is stolen. What do we do? How do we break this down based on the knowledge that we know? So Amar, kamai, the first 4 zuz, ganav uparav behovo. That's a case of a ganav, and he paid it back with stolen goods. The deen is, you give the shirt to the original owner, and you're back to square one, he owes you 4 zuz. That we understand.
Okay.
The second, the owner does not have to give anything. He gets a shirt back, and he doesn't have to give Avimi 4 zuz. Avimi will have to fight with we'll get it from the guy that owes it to him. However, Hanach Arba'a Zuzeh Aharine, but the second 4 Zuz, Shekol Zuzach Vehedar Gelime. The second 4 Zuz that he gave, already he had the Gelima in his possession. Right? He was holding the Gelima. So therefore, that's considered now like a Mashkon. Which means when Avimi lent the money, he was lending the money based on the gilima now. Mm-hmm. He had a gilima, so even though he paid him back with the gilima, even though it was a payment, so how does he look at it? So he says like this. Oh, so therefore he said, look at the second one, just before you go further. So he told him, Shekol Zuzach Vadar Gelime, get the four zoos for the second payment and give back. So for the first payment, you don't pay anything, or you don't get anything. But for the second payment, let him give you four zoos and give back the Gilima. Now, what's the mechanics over here? So he says like this. The Gilima is working as two things over here. As exactly, security and payment. That's the way he's looking at it. One night, it's worth four. So he gave him the Gilima. Here's the Gilima. To pay back loan one. And I want you to, against this Gilima, so to speak,
Let me another four.
Like, I paid you already, so let me another four. So he said, the first payment, he's Poreya Chovo Geneva, they didn't make Tekanat Hashuk. Meaning, if that was the only story that happened, he'd have to give the Gilima back to the guy, and then you owed four zoos again. But since, based on that he paid him that Gilima, so he looks at the Gilima as like, a collateral also
for loan two.
So therefore, the Gabel loan two, it's a collateral. Therefore, for loan two, they make Tekanat Hashuk on collaterals. Therefore, give the Gilima back. But the guy's got to pay you the four, and then he's got to go to get the four from the guy that borrowed them. That's the way. Who answered him here? Ravina. But Rav Kohen doesn't like it. Matkif la Rav Kohen.
He stole it himself. Huh?
Matkif la Rav Kohen, v'dilma gilima b'haneduze kame yahava nihale, which means v'dilma gilima b'haneduze kamei yahava nihale. Maybe we can look at it differently and say what he paid the gilima, for the four zoos, and that's what he owed. Nobody questions that. Ganav upara bechobo. Okay, we know the law already. Ganav para bechobo or ganav para bekefo. Ve'arba'a zuze batrai. The second four zoos got nothing to do with the gilima that he paid him back. Himune himne. He just trusted him. Ki echi demne me'ikara. Just like he trusted him originally and he didn't ask for a mashkon. The second four zoos is he trusted him. So it's not, you don't look at it like a mashkon. Right? That's the way we would see it as well. So Gemara says, so therefore, Tekanat Hashuk will not apply to either of them. So the Gemara says, Igalgel Milta, the story continued, Matal Kamed Rabbi Abhu, Amar El Cheta, Kerav Kohen. And if it's considered bottom line a loan, and that he paid back with something that was Ganuf, Ben the first four zoos, Ben the second four zoos, let the guy get back his gilima, and he owes you eight. Finished, and nothing to do. You don't get paid from the original owner. There's no tekana on a case where it's not considered a collateral. Okay, very good. Ravina, however, looked at it as it was like a collateral. Like it was given as a payment and like a, almost as a collateral for the second loan. Okay, now we get to the story of Narsha'a. Here's what we got to write. Narsha'a ganav sefra. Narsha'a, that's a guy from a place.
Yeah.
Right? Narshanian. He stole a book. Narash, right. Zabne le papuna'a. He sold the book to a guy from Paponia. Right? For 80 zoos. So Paponia is out 80. He gave it to Narsha'a for the book. He paid 80. Azad Paponya, or Poponaa, Zabne Lebar Mehoza'a. He sold the book to another guy, Hoza'a, Bemehavi Asim Zuzeh, for 120. Okay. So Paponaa is up 40. He made 40 on the book. Okay. Narsha'a got 80 for the book that was stolen. Paponaa made 40, and Hoza'a is out 120. Okay, now they're going to find the ganav. The sofu got a ganav. So now they find out because it was stolen goods. So now, yeah, they found out that the Narash stole the book. So now these guys bought stolen goods, and the original owner now wants to be compensated. Therefore, he wants his book back. Mm-hmm. Now, who's holding the book? Chaza'a. Mechaza'a. So, Mechaza'a has the book. So, there's no question that the law is Mechaza'a's got to give back the book. But the question is now, how do you pay the money now? So the deen is Amar Abaye, Lizil Mared de Sefra, let the owner of the book go. Vihevle lebar mechoza temanan zuze, let him pay back for the actual value of the book that Narsha'a sold it. Narsha'a sold it for 80. So therefore, let the original owner, he gets his book back, where Takanat Tashuk says, you got to pay. So let him pay Choza'a 80, and then what? V'shakir Sifrin, and take his book. V'azil bar mechoza'a v'shakir b'im papana'a. And then let the Choza'a guy go to Papana'a and get his 40 back. So we only compensate Choza'a for the amount that the original Ganav stole it for. Because the whole Takanat Tashuk is what? Do we make him go to the Ganav, or do we pay him himself? Now, if he went to the Ganav would only give him 80, because that's what he sold it for. So in this case over here, we look at it as if, yes, give me back my book, that's for sure. And you got to pay me, but Takanat Tashuk, you got to pay me. How much do I have to pay Choza'a? Not for his price that he paid. I pay Choza'a the 80 which the original Ganav sold it for, because again, if I wouldn't pay him, he would go to the Ganav. What would the Ganav give him? 80. So therefore, pay him 80, and the other 40, you tell him, go to Papuna and get the other 40.
Papuna is still at 40.
No, Papuna is back to even.
He's at the piano.
He's at the prophet. He's at the prophet. Okay? He's at the prophet. Because he sold it for 120.
Right.
So the 80 he recouped. He just made 40. So the 40 that he made, Huzah will go to Papuna.
Okay.
That's one way of looking at it. But the Gemara doesn't like it. Makif la Rava.
Of course not.
Right, regular rule. Lokeyah meganav, they made takanat ashuk. Guy buys from a ganav, they made takanat ashuk. Lokeyah me lokeyah me baya. You have a doubt when it's two cases, which is, what's the tradition of this case? Do you need this case here? Which is, what did he need to come and tell me that we made takanat ashuk for Choza'a? It's a koshekin. Which means, if I made Takanat Tashuk for the first guy, certainly for the second guy, which is already really removed, he had no idea. The second guy is also a Lokayah. Certainly there should be Takanat Tashuk for him. Which means, what was the Hiddush of the case over here that you gave me? And that Shah sold to Papuna'a, Papuna'a sold to Choza'a. It's a case of Takanat Tashuk. Which means, if you tried to protect the first buyer, certainly the rabbis would protect the second buyer. Which means, he's basically saying, well, I'm not going to make Choza'a chase his money at all. Which means, if I'm fixing buyer number one, certainly buyer number two is entitled to be fixed. I'm not going to make him, oh, here's 80, and now you go get your 40 from, what did I do wrong? No, which means he's going to make a different deen. He's going to say like this, Ela maraba, lizil mare de sifra v'yevli debar mechoza'a, me'ad ve'asin zuzev v'shakir sifre. Let Choza'a give back the book and pay him in full. That's takanat ashuk. So Choza'a doesn't have to chase anybody. He gets his 120. Finished. And now what? Vilizil mared de safra, and then let the guy who owns the book, vilishkol arba'in mepuna'a, let him get 40 from Papuna'a, the second guy, utmanan min narsha'a, and let him get 80 from narsha'a, which means it's really a do-over. Which means he learns that if takanat ashuk is going to be invoked over here, you got to pay the guy back. By the way, Choza'a was really innocent. He bought from a guy who bought from a thief. What do you want from him? He's totally innocent. What? Now, by the way, you're going to start now not making the kashrut for this case. You're going to really have problems now. Because now you throw off the whole market. Now, nobody's going to want to buy from anybody because you can't have to buy from somebody else. You're going to have to go to the history of the item. You can't trust anybody. Because this guy who sold him was an honest guy even. And now you're not going to know anything. So Rava says, you know what? Pay back Choza'a Mr. Owner of the book, get your book back, pay back everything. 120. Now, you're out 120, but that's your book. Okay, you fix Chaza'ah. Go to Papona'a, get the 40 from him, because that's his profit, so he's back to even. And then go to Narsha'a,
and
get the 80. Get the 80 that he made. So therefore, you make the last Lokayah fixed, and then already you got to go back to the other cases. That's the way Rava looks at the okay, we begin the new Mishnah. Zeba b'habito shel yain, v'zeba b'kadosh shel devash. Okay, guy's walking. This guy's got a barrel of wine. This guy's got a barrel of honey. Nistekah chavit shel devash. Honey is more expensive than wine. The honey barrel starts to get cracked. And the honey's falling out. V'shafach ze etyeno. So the guy was a good friend. He emptied out his wine so he could recoup the guy's honey. V'tzilat devash etocho. In order that he could save the honey. Eno ela secharo. Which means the guy can only claim the money for his work. He cannot claim the money of his lost wine. I didn't ask you to drop your wine. So therefore, I did you a favor. Pay me only, he gets paid for his time and effort, but not for the wine. However, Imamar, Atzilet shel chabata noten li demesh sheli, hayav li teno. But if he makes a stipulation, listen, I'll spill my wine out so long as you pay me for it. So that's a made a condition from the beginning. Then, of course, he has to pay him. Okay, now we go to another case, which is a similar case. Shataf nachal hamoro v'hamor havero. Shelo yafe mane v'shel havero matayim. V'ini yaze et shelo v'esil et shel havero. En lo ela sicharo. V'im amal lo ani atzil et shelcha v'ata noten li et sheli. Hayav li ten lo. Same case with hamorim. Two guys have hamorim. The raging river comes and takes both of them. They're floating now downstream, so to speak. They're both in the water. One of the hamorim is worth more than the next. So the guy says, listen, I'll forget about saving my hamor and I'll save your hamor. Or he just does it on his own. If he does it on his own, so he did him a favor, but he lost his hamor. The guy only has to pay him for his work. However, if he stipulates, I'll save your hamor so long as you pay me for the value of my hamor, then already he has to pay because he made a stipulation. The Gemara is going to say what do you need two cases for. Basically, it's the same deed. Comes the Gemara and says, what are you telling me this deed over here? That the guy's got to make this stipulation, which means lechaora, he should be able to keep it. Why? I'll explain this good. Lemale mefkera kazachina, which means like this, when the honey's falling. Once the barrel of honey breaks, so the chaura, he should be able to keep the honey. Oh. Because it seems the guy gives up on it already. Guy's losing his honey. So now when a guy has something that's hefker, anybody can take it. So what does he have to give it to him at all? Which means, velem alem hefkera zakhina. Dashi, devash shilka ya olech kodo li'ibud. Listen, your honey was going to get lost. Vahaneni kematzil min hefker. It's like, I'm taking it from Ifkin. What are you telling me? He only gets the amount of the work. Let him take the whole honey. By the Hamor, it seems you were able to save it. So it's totally, it's not a Hefkin. But by the Dvash, when the Dvash is falling on the floor, it's gone. So what are you making a ding? He only gets compensated for the work. Let him keep the honey. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to prove it. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braita? Hare Shaya Ta'un Kadei Yayim Kadei Shemin. Okay, guy's carrying barrels of wine and barrels of oil. V'ra'ah Shehed Mishtaberot. And he sees that what? They're about to fall. They're going to break. Lo Yomar Hare Zeh Teruma U'Ma'asen Al Perot Shiesh Li Betok Beti. Here, so the guy has fruit in the house. He wants to give terumah to Masrut. So he says, the barrel's about to fall. He says, you know what? That's the terumah for the stuff in my house. So what is he gaining? This thing will break. Okay, Kohanim lose out, whatever it is, but he's good. So which means he's able to save some money over here because it's going to break anyway, so he might as well use it. The Gemara says, you cannot do that. V'imamar lo amar kelum. And if he'd said it, it means nothing. It's not terumah. Why? That's the answer. What's the reason why it's no good? Because you're not allowed to make terumah from something that's hefker. Once already it's going to break, it's considered hefker. So what do you see over here? The guy with the honey, once it's breaking, It's afghan already. So let him keep the whole honey. What are you talking about? He only gets the money for compensation for the work. Let him keep the whole thing. It's kedavar of Yirmiyah. Kesheikel betabad karuch aleha. Hakadameh kesheikel betabad karuch aleha. Which means we're talking about a case over here that the honey that broke, it had a seal around it. It still had the seal from the betabad, from the press. So therefore, it wasn't falling out that fast. It was a slow drip. So therefore, really, the guy doesn't make hefker. The guy, it's salvageable. Now she, kedamar b'rimyal kaman be'ekel, the dubsha karuch aliyah habit shel devash keshura be'ekel. Ekel's like a, what they call it? Like a what is it?
Netting.
A netting. Okay. Ve'lo yishapech hakol. Right. The whole thing's not going to fall out. Ela minatif me'at me'at. It's just dripping a little. The lake I have kid. But we understood the case initially with a barrel of mamash broke and the thing's just pouring out. That's if kid. But in the case where it's a slow drip, there's really a netting on it, so it's not coming out that fast. In that case, the guy doesn't make an if kid. So therefore, the guy can't claim, hey, I want the honey. Yeah, I didn't give up on it. I'll pay you for your work. Gemara says, Behatanya. But we have a braita. Yeah, we said. We said by the guys in the Tirubah. If he said on the case where the barrel, let's say, was falling, so he said it's Efkir. Oh, you know what? Let me use that barrel now for Tirubah for the stuff I have in my house. No good. So the Gemara says, we have a bright time. Guys walking on the street got money in his hand. A thief comes towards him. So the guy now, he has Ma'asir Shini in his house. So the guy has a good idea. So you know what? I'll be poder the Ma'asir Shini with this money. And then I'll get stolen. Good deal. Now my Ma'asir Shini is edible at least. At least I saved some money over here. Lo yomar hare perot shesh li betok beti mechonalim al ma'ot halalu. Don't do that. However, v'im amar devarav kayamim. Oh, but if he said it, it works. Now, if you told me that you cannot make tiruma on something that's hefker, so similarly over here, this is hefker, which means it's lost. The thief coming, grabbing your money, you're not getting this money back. And the Gemara says, don't make it, don't be podei ma'asir shini on this money. But if you did it, it's okay. What do you mean? How could you do it? So comes the Gemara and says, hachamai askinat b'shiachon l'hatzil. It's talking about where it's not 100% that he lost the money. He can get his money back. Oh, so if he can get his money back, so therefore, don't do it like a tahina, but if you did it, it'll be okay. Alright. Wait, so if you can save it, like a tahina, you should be able to say that it's a pijon. Okay, so you can save it, but it's not so easy to save. So therefore, don't do it like a tahina, because you might not get the money back, but if you did it, it's okay. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'chol echad ika hefseda lechatahila lo yomar." So now the Gemara gave us a basic rule of it. What's the basic rule of the Gemara? Where there's a hefsed, Mekarashi, "V'chol echad ika ksat hefsed ve'leka ibud legabre," which means like this case over here. It's not 100% that he lost his money, because maybe he can get it back. Kiyacha, mupit me b'shiachon atzid yadag, v'shem b'yatzil, lechatahila lo yomar. We're not even going to challenge that. You just told me now, in a case over here where the hefsir is not 100%, lechatahila don't make it pijun, lechatahila don't make it tiruma. Is that so? Why, what's the case? The Gemara has a question. V'cholekat ika hefsida, lechatahila lo yomar. That Tanya, first word on the line, we have a blaita. Hare shilu 10 chaviyot shel tevel tameh. Okay, what's the guy got? He's a Levi. He's got 10 barrels of tevel tameh. Tevel means he didn't take the entitlements out yet, right? It's tevel. It's tameh. So what? It's not to give your tirumot to ma'asrot. It's tirumot tameh, but it's... V'ra'a achat mem shenishbera. Obviously, you see one of the barrels is about to break. Or, shinit galta. Or, let's say, it was left uncovered. left uncovered, you can't do anything with it. It's gilui. When you have, say, a barrel of wine that you leave uncovered overnight, it's worthless. You're worried about snakes coming in and putting this poison in there. Therefore, it's gilui. You see, already that barrel already is really now useless. Omer, the guy says like this, Hare hi terumat ma'aser al tesha havruteha. The guy is a Levi. What's the law of the Levi? Levi gets ma'aser. He's got to give one to the Kohen. So the Levi says, he sees it, he has, I don't know, there's 10 barrels over there, right? One of them is about to break. He says, okay, that's my terumat ma'aser for the Kohen. Or let's say he sees one of them was left uncovered. That's my terumat ma'aser to the Kohen. You can do it by oil. Ubeshemen lo yaseken. But by oil, you cannot do it. Mepnei hefsed Kohen. Because it's going to be a big loss to the Kohen. Let me explain to you what this means over here. Rashi explains it beautiful. Eser chaviyot shel tevel. What's making it tevel? So Rashi says, Hatavul l'trumat ma'asir. Because she didn't give the trumat ma'asir. He's a Levi. He didn't give the 10% of the 10% yet. That's why it's called tevel. Now, the trumat ma'asir dideh lo haja le kohen. Even if he would give it to the kohen cannot eat it because it's tameh. The shtiya, ela lezalef. The only thing he could do with it is sprinkle it. The only thing is he would take the wine, it has a good smell. They would sprinkle it around the house to give the house like a good aroma. Trumat tameh, trumat ma'asir tameh, you could sprinkle, but you can't drink. Ulkameh mukila biyayin hadash. The Gemara is going to say later on, it's talking about it's new wine. It's not even good for sprinkling because new wine doesn't even have a good smell to it yet. The smell is not strong yet. It's really a small loss to the Kohen, the Ika, which means, in this case over here, it's really not such a big loss to the Kohen. Because what would he have done with this anyway? If let's say the barrel was intact and he gave it to him with this wine, could the Kohen drink it? No. Could he sprinkle it? Really not, because it's new wine. So therefore, in such a case where it's not such a hefsed to the Kohen, what's the deen of the Gemara? We say that a person can make terumat ma'aser on that broken barrel. L'chetahila. Oh, so l'chetahila you could do it. So back to the case over there where the ganav is coming, right? So it's a potential hefsed, but you may be able to recover it. Now, what was the case? That's clarity. I have fruit in my house. It's the ma'aser sheni fruit. I want to be poder that ma'aser sheni on a coin. So I have money in my pocket. I wasn't planning on being poder. But when the ganav came and took my money, the pijon is going to be on that coin. Now I'm being mafsid ma'asir sheni. Because usually the deed is you got to take that money up to Jerusalem, spend it on fruit, etc. So I'm being mafsid ma'asir ani, but the hefsed is not such a big hefsed because I could possibly recover it. Right? Then we say the reason why it's considered ma'asir sheni, if you did it, it's considered a pijon because there's a chance I can get it back from the ganav. So you see, but still it said you cannot do a khatahila. Even over here where it's a small hefsed, I can do a khatahila. But I'm allowed to make terumat ma'aser on the barrel that broke. Because anyway, it's only a small hefsed to the kohen, so I can do a khatahila. So that's where the question is. By oil, you can't do it. Because oil is considered a big hefsed. Why? If I give it, he can use it not for drinking, but for lighting, for fuel. So therefore you caused me a big hefsed. By you giving me the terumat ma'asir on the broken barrel, I lost out a barrel of potential fuel. So on shemen hefsed gadol, we don't let him do it. But on hefsed mu'at, where it's a small hefsed, you can do it like a tahila. So why then by the ganav, don't you tell me I can make terumat, I can make ma'asir sheni pijon the tahila? That's what the Gemara's question is. So Gemara answers, here's Ben Yirmiyah made his original statement. We're talking about over here that the wine barrel had the netting around it, and therefore it wasn't such a big loss.
which means the barrel didn't totally break. Yeah, it wasn't all broken. So there was a slow leak. So therefore, it's not such a loss to the Kohen. So that's why we let him do it. Rashi. Which means, by the ganav, it's a bigger, it's a less odd that he's going to recover it. So in that case, over there, don't do it like a tahila to make pijon. In this case, where it's a slow leak, over there, he's going to get most of it. So therefore, in that case, we're not worried about it. If we can do it like a tahila. So the Gemara says, Bishlama shenishbera hazya, which means in the barrel that broke, there's a value to the wine. That she says, "Vafilu achi k'tani omer areu tiruma." Amal lefsid mu'at no hasheshu, which means, what can he do with this wine? He can sprinkle it. Right, that's the value of the wine. The value of the wine, in this case, where it's tameah, you can't drink it. But at least it has a value in the kano, that way you can sprinkle it. And we're not worried about the hefsid mu'at. So in this case, where it's spilling, I'm not worried about the wine that spilled for this small hefsid, but there was hefsid, because it was valid, you could do something with it. However, ela nitgalta lemay hazya, in the barrel that was uncovered, what would the kohen be able to do with it? It's not even out for sprinkling. Gemara says, "V'chitema haja leziluf." Maybe you'll tell me, "Oh, you can sprinkle it for the aroma." Not so. V'atanya ma'im shenitgalu, water. Let's say was left uncovered. Harezu lo yishavchem b'rshut rabim. Don't throw it into the public domain. V'lo yigebem b'metim. Don't use it to make cement. V'lo yerbitz b'metabayit, and don't use it to sweep the house. The old days used to put water on the floor so the dust would go down. And then they would sweep it up. Ve'lo yashkem b'mimto. Don't give it to the animal to drink. Ve'lo b'mat chavrano, your friend's animal. Good. So basically, you're not use of anything. So therefore, and also, the Gemara's question is, I understand the hefsed by a case of wine that broke. Hefsed mu'ad, because the queen could have used it for ziluf. But she'ekin, in a case of nitgalta, what was it to owe you for? Then you tell me it's a hefsed. No hefsed. The Kohen couldn't do it for anything. The Gemara says, "Da'avad lebe misadinet." Can it be in the hamya? You could have put it through a strainer. Which is, what are you worried about in the case of a yain that's nitgalta? Maybe a snake came in and put its poison in it. But there's a way to fix it. How do you fix it? Put it in a strainer. And filter it out, and it catches the poison. And therefore the wine is can be used again for, not drinking because it's tamah, but for ziluf. But she says, "Misanedet kli al gabe kli." How they make sinun? They put a top barrel over a bottom barrel, and over the bottom barrel they put a filter, so the wine drips through the top barrel to the second barrel, and the poison stays on the top. Kli al gabe kli v'notim shemarim betoch alyon. Actually, they pour the wine. Yeah, the shemarim all on the top barrel. And it goes by itself. The wine just. So Gemara says, "Can it be the Hamya?" The Tanya, "Misanenet yesh ba." Oh, so Gemara answers, "Can it be the Hamya?" That says what? "Misanenet yesh ba mishum." Can it be Hamya as what? A proof? Yeah, the Avada be misanet. Can it be the Hamya? Like the Shita, can it be the Hamya? It's continuing. Why would the Hamya say the Tanya? Misanenet yesh ba mishum gilui. One Shita says, even if you filter it, it still has a din of gilui, where the wine is all good. Amar bin Hamya, ema time is mancha tahtonam digule. Yeah, that's only talking about where the barrel that you're filtering it into is uncovered. Because what's going to happen now? So you filter the top one, but now the bottom barrel is uncovered. Avam is mancha tahtonam bechuse. But if the bottom barrel has a cover on it, even though the top barrel was uncovered, what do I care? You filter it into the second one. The poison of a snake is like a sponge.
Oh, it's more viscous.
And it just sits in its place. So therefore, so long as you have a filter on the second barrel, it's going to float on top. It's not going to go through. Oh, so therefore, we're back to understanding. Meaning, the Gemara's case was what? You had a barrel of wine. You left it uncovered. So the Gemara says, even though there's going to be a hefsed, but you can still make it terumat maaser. The Gemara says, what's the hefsed? Is that, the Kohen would not be able to use of anything. No, he would be able to. Because if he would filter it, then it would be that way for ziluf. So the hadush over there, the Gemara, is that even though there is a potential hefsed, still he's, but ziluf is considered a hefsed mu'at, then with no problem. Gemara says, what do you mean? La vitmar ala amar of Simon, amar of Yeshua Devi, lo shanu ela shelo tarko, aval tarko asur. When do you say you could filter a wine if it wasn't mixed? Before the actually wine got mixed, you could still filter it. But once already it got mixed, it's asur. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi, shelo tarku b'shlo erbo adam, ukon hach mesaninet shen ish nogei abba. Aval tarku asur v'achem v'ach habit, ki me'areh v'shadinem v'habit l'mezah matrik, which means, in this case over here, when you're pouring it over the filter, it mixes. So once it mixes, it doesn't filter it anymore, because it gets all mixed up. So filtering is not an option over here. So Gemara says, no, there's a way to do it. The case is talking where you put a filter on the barrel that you're pouring from. We understood that you're putting a filter on the second barrel and you're pouring over. What do you mean? Once you're pouring over it, it's mixing and it's not gonna filter. Now we're talking about where you filtered it from the top barrel and you're pouring it slow. So therefore, it'll filter it, because it didn't get mixed up yet. If you're just pouring the whole thing on a filter, and you're letting it drip by itself, it's mixed already in this filter. But if I filter it from the top barrel, and I pour it slow, so it didn't get mixed yet, and therefore it'll catch it. So then we figured out a way how to filter it, yeah? Good. So comes again what that says. Hold it. Side question. So you're telling me, okay, no problem. Take terumat ma'aser from the tameh stuff. Hold it. We have a rule. You cannot take terumah from tameh stuff to cover other goods. How do you know? That says, turmim min ha-tameh ala tameh u'min ha-tahor ala tahor. You can go from tameh to tameh and tahor to tahor. U'min ha-tahor ala tameh. Aval lo min ha-tameh ala tahor. Rabbi Nehemiah Amir, Abna Tameh Ala Tameh, Lo Etiru Litrom. Which means, according to Nehemiah, you're not allowed to take, if you have Tirumat Tameh, like in this case, he had 10 barrels, they were all Tameh. You cannot take Tameh for Tameh. So it doesn't work in this case. Only Ela Bishil Demai. The only time Nehemiah was leading to go from Tameh to Tameh is on the Rabbanan stuff. Demai is Safek if it was given or not. But on the Oraita stuff, no. So the Gemara says, Hakaname Bishel Demai. Okay, we're talking about Demai stuff over here. It's all Demai. So therefore, basically what we did over here is, we said there's a difference between the case of the Ganav. The case of the Ganav, don't do it like a Tehila. Because you might not get it back. You might, yeah, you might not. But the odds of getting it back are not good that we're going to let you make it like a Tehila. Mashiach, in this case over here, where it's Hifsin Wat, to the quick, because what can you do with this wine anyway? The only thing you'll be able to do with it is ziluf. That's such a big hefsed, sort of, when the thing broke, and it really didn't break in totality, it still had the ekel on it, so if it was dripping, so such an item, you could still use it for, and make that the terumat maaser for the kohen. The loss is minimal, because anyway you can't drink it, by oil it's a little more, because you would be able to use it as fuel. Okay, terat the Gemara continues. Amar Mor, we go back to the case now. Amar Mor, we learned above. Oil don't do it because the guy's going to lose out. How do we understand he's going to lose out? He can't light it. Okay, now I'm asking the basic questions again. Okay, so just like he's losing out on the fueling, on the wine, he also to be considered hefsed. He can make ziluf. Which is for the same reason that you told me don't do it by the oil. Because if you wouldn't give him a nice barrel, he has a value to it, he can use it for fuel, so therefore give him a nice barrel of wine, he can make zinuf with it. Maybe you'll tell me, ah, zinuf is nothing, that's not considered hana'a. It's not so. Ve'amar Shimuel, should it be haya, shotin milog besela, u'mizalfin milog b'shtayim. When you go to the market, if you buy wine for drinking, pay a sela. If you're buying it for Ziluf, pay two sela'im. Which means worthy to pay double for that hana'ah. So therefore you see Ziluf is an item. We're talking about new wine. New wine, we don't have an aroma. So therefore it's not such a big hefsed that he's losing from the Ziluf. What do you mean? He can hold it. And let it get old.
So you shouldn't be allowed to do it anyway.
And therefore you shouldn't be allowed to, it should be considered a hefsed. Because give him a good barrel. And he has, even though right now he won't be able to make Ziluf. But if the grain holds on to it, he'll be able to. No good. We don't want the grain to keep Tirumat Timah in his possession. Because he might come to eat it. So that's not an option. It's not an option that you can hold on to it. Because you got to use it right away. Because it will come to the tekala. So Gemara says, Shem in the me'atim in the tekala. So the same thing with oil. You tell me, when it comes to the oil, give it to him. Because you can use it for fuel. But what do you mean? He might come to eat it. The mana bechli ma'us. No, I'll tell you, the oil is in a dirty keli, so I'm not worried he's going to come to eat it. Oh, ya'ina mimana le bechli ma'us. So say the wine is also in a chli ma'us. Gemara, what are you talking? Make up your mind. Hashta li ziluf ka ba'ile bechli ma'us ka manachle. The guy, you tell me, I wonder, he wants to use it for Ziluf. If he's using it for Ziluf, he's not going to put it in an ugly vessel. So, Ela, that's the case over here. Which means, bottom line, the Gemara's conclusion is, it was talking about new wine. It's not Na'ui Li Yashino, because of a Takana, a Gezerah, because you might come to eat it. By the oil, you're not worried, because it was talking about it's in the Ma'us item. And I'm not worried he's going to leave it, because he's not going to eat it, because it's in the Ma'us item, and he can use it for fuel. So, therefore, Shem is considered have said, Miruba, therefore I'm not going to let him make the Tirumat Masir, but the wine that's new, Ziluf, he doesn't do it for. So therefore in such a case where it's a slow leak, I'll let him use the make Tirumat Masir from that item.